T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. We'll continue to update anything that happens with the Tiger Woods story. The latest, according to the L.A. Sheriff's Department, Tiger Woods was conscious when he was extricated from his crashed vehicle, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Lieutenant Michael White also says reports of the jaws of life being used are inaccurate. So that's the latest from
CBS.
No
jaws of life.
No jaws of life, and they say that he was conscious and that it was not life-threatening. And
you know, they did.
Reports were that it was serious condition.
I don't know if you saw it, like on Twitter, a lot of people had it. Well, I forget, it was CBS or somebody had kind of like the path of his truck.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was like a little like fork in the road, and he was in going towards the left, and then just went across the middle of the road to go to the, you know, he was going to the right rather, and it went across the road and ended up in that left side of the road, went down there a ways into the woods. I mean, we saw it was a couple hundred yards down the other side. I mean, just drifted across the median and just kept going.
So he's going northbound, divider, jumps over the median, is now going directly you're going the wrong way, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like on southbound traffic, but obviously no cars because it's early in the morning and it's not a busy road. Okay,
right.
But it's a residential road. And next thing you know, he ends up in the almost like the gutter, and then he goes like 100 yards once he hits the gutter and then flips over, and there we have it.
So it's not the reaction of somebody with an oncoming vehicle or something like that. It more likely that he drifted off, right? Fell asleep.
He is lucky as hell.
Yeah.
One, that he's alive. Two, that he didn't hit anybody head on.
The concern would be, number one, he recently had back surgery. He missed the Farmers and the Genesis, but the Genesis was his tournament, so he was actually there to kind of give Max Homa, who won it, the trophy. Did an interview with Jim Nantz during that final round on Sunday, and he looked like crap.
Yeah, I just saw it. Somebody had it.
The whole interview, he looked like crap.
He looked all puffed out. His face was all puffed out.
Oh, and he just was just like, just slow. He looked in rough shape. And now here we are 2 days later, and 7:15 in the morning, and, I guess the report says there's no alcohol, right?
Yeah.
But they don't know.
They're not ruling out
anything else.
Yeah.
So,
well, and again, remember his previous incident when he stopped in the middle of the street, if you remember that, and he was picked up, and that was after back surgery, and he was taking all sorts of medication, and that became the problem.
And it just sucks, too, because he had this little surgery, thought he was going to totally rebound, get ready for the Masters, and just get Tiger back in the flow again. Get Tiger back in on Sundays, and now you start to wonder about his career. Given where he was, where he might be, the surgery, I mean, both legs, what's the report? So surgery on his legs, you don't know if that's it because of this.
Yeah.
It's awful. Awful.
Yeah. Terrible. So we'll continue to update you if there's anything new. The last we had heard, he was in surgery. And the fact that they put him in under the knife that quickly gives you the feeling that they wanted to get to it right away, that it is an issue.
Oh, they got all his luggage right outside the car. It's like they took all this stuff out of the trunk and then just,
And it's been going nonstop, Christian. All of the local stations in L.A. are doing like nonstop coverage. It's like the car chases out there. They love them. They put them on nonstop.
See the SUV on the side of the door? It's a Genesis Invitation.
Yeah. It's one of those,
What's his tournament?
Yeah, this tourney cars.
Courtesy car, yeah.
Yeah, courtesy car.
Wow.
Mm. Well, I tell you what. I mean, I guess for the most part, that's good news.
Well, life-threatening surgery.
Non-life-threatening.
But immediate surgery kind of tells you the severity of it, right? This isn't like rush him to the hospital. Hey, let's take some x-rays. Let's see what it's like. We can kind of, you know, schedule a surgery on something. Go in there immediately. And he had surgery a couple hours after this thing. I mean, it sounded like it was immediate.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
Yeah, immediate. Yep. All right. We started the show by talking about Cam Newton. Why? Because the reaction that you're getting from this interview he did yesterday on I Am Athlete podcast, apparently that's where you go now. That's the go-to. This is the old Oprah thing.
Yeah.
This is the go-to. You go to Brandon Marshall, Fred Taylor, and Ocho Cinco's podcast, I Am Athlete, and you can resurrect yourself, and suddenly, you know, everybody loves you because everybody is loving Cam to the point that there are people locally who were against bringing Cam back who now are saying, maybe.
You know what? I feel like there should be a disclaimer before we play you the next two cuts that we didn't get to yesterday. There should be a disclaimer because
the views and comments related to any topic or person between the hours of 2 to 6 p.m. on WEEI 93.7 FM are the sole opinions of Christian Fourier.
Well, no, that's the wrong disclaimer, but you get the picture, right? We were just talking about...
You don't want to be responsible for this one.
Well, we were just talking about Disney and the Muppet Show putting on this 12-second disclaimer because if you have an opinion of Cam Newton, let's say you're one of the many people who say, ain't going to work here, don't want him, it's not going to work. What's been happening over the last 24 hours is that people are listening to this podcast and they're changing their mind. He's completely changing the way you think about him. He's tricking you. He's hypnotizing you because the reality is his quarterback ability does not match his personality. Because I'd say everything in this podcast is filled with holes and lies and exaggerations and just flat out just like something a 2-year-old would make up talking about the boogeyman in their closet. He's lying to you. Like everything that he says is some exaggeration of the truth.
Yeah, and he's got people backing him up to make it sound like, oh, wow, it must be true because Ocho and Fred Taylor, who spent a hot minute here, you know all about the Patriot way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they must know all about it. And Brandon Marshall the whole time. All three of you guys play with Bill. You know Bill. You know Josh. I play with Josh. The thing is people are now coming out saying, well, I would take another year of Cam. Because when the season ended and Cam stopped talking, I should say, you then just looked at him as the quarterback. Your lasting memory of Cam Newton is the quarterback making throws, not making throws, whatever you want to call it. Then you hear him in an interview, and he's backed by others, and you realize that you kind of like the guy. You know, and because he's being justified with other guys, and they're saying, all this is true.
Maybe I was wrong.
I'm with you. Yeah, you start sitting there saying, you know what, he's a good guy. Maybe they're right.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they are right. Maybe the bus took off without Cam. You know, the whole analogy of the car taking off without him. Maybe they're right. Although, unfortunately, we that follow this team know that nobody practiced for like 10 days. Not just Cam. Nobody practiced. They were shut down for that following week after they played Kansas City. The whole team, nobody practiced. They were all on Zoom, including Cam. He missed one practice as a team. So the fact that they would move on without him in one practice, he's there in Zoom, and people reported it back then. He's doing mental reps. He's still in Zoom. He's still going over everything. Just can't do the physical. None of them could do the physical. But they're not there to tell him that. They're not there to remind him that. They're there to back him up. And it convinced you that it really was the issue.
And then by the time I get back on the road, I'm behind.
Listen, I don't want him to be the quarterback of the New England Patriots. If you want to make him a late-night TV show host where he can sit around, smoke his cigars, and bring in a bunch of other guests that smoke cigars as well, and then just talk about stuff, maybe that would be entertaining. That would be worthwhile. I don't understand it. But he starts in part of this by bringing something up that we all have never heard or seen. It starts with Ocho Cinco claiming that Bill and Brady were screaming at each other all the time.
I seen Bill cuss Tom out day one on the field. They going at it, cursing each other out.
I sensed a lot of things like that. I wasn't that wasn't me. I'm not an argumentative person. I'm like, coach, let's figure it out. Like,
yeah.
And that example that you used, that's what they're like. That's a normal day, like arguing, like boom, 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 boom. And that's the competitive drive. Like, that's how they communicate.
So he had trouble because Bill was screaming at him like he did with Tom Brady?
I can't stand it. Run it again. Huddle up and run it again, Brady.
So is that screaming and yelling, or is that a normal football coach? If you've seen Hard Knocks before, you've heard how a coach reacts to players.
Just stretch. You guys need to stretch. Maybe that's a problem. Too much gossiping and not enough stretching.
Oh, it's so mean. It's so
terrible.
Okay, so that's a normal day. That's a normal day.
Oh, you didn't get the screaming?
Hollering, screaming, being real contentious.
All the way to the goalpost, fellas. All the way.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
How is that any different from any other team?
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know. Sure, they've yelled and screamed at each other, but it's been 20 years. And I'd say based on of the 20 years, it's been few and far between. I think they have an unbelievably great communicative relationship where there's a lot of respect, but they're very passionate. And so is that almost 90% of the league. So I don't understand. I just don't understand. Like, to me, that's an exaggeration. That's a tall tale. That's him telling some crazy story, you know, and exaggerating it almost to protect himself from as like another excuse why he couldn't succeed there, because, you know, he's a pacifist. Like, he doesn't like violence.
So that's all I've heard for the last 2 days is people saying how honest he was on this. That's not honest. That is completely made up.
You know,
where's that honest? Where was the story yesterday that Luch already referred to? You know, pulling over at the side of the road. Where was that? He claims that they changed all the terminology. And Ben Volen, we said yesterday, how much did he miss? Ben Volen, you know, going back to his column, Belichick had tried every unconventional tactic to maintain some unity during the Patriots' long layoff. One full team meeting was held outside of the bleachers, but the Patriots were able to conduct only one practice. One walkthrough in a run-up to Sunday's game. He missed one practice. And you're telling me that Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick changed all the terminology on the quarterback with one missed day?
And Mikey Reese, in one of his notes, said that Cam was still taking mental reps on Zoom with the team. By the way, so wasn't everyone. Stidham, right? I mean, everybody. Everybody was on Zoom. That was it. So it just, none of it really... I don't know. That makes sense. I'm trying to figure, you know, first off, how does he know? Like, who's telling him? Is it because Ocho Cinco's talking about it? Like, how did he know that Brady and Belichick scream at each other?
I seen Bill cuss Tom out day one on the field. They going at it, cursing each other out.
Like, how many times do you think that happened? Like, in practice? Like, I could see Bill kind of, like, you just heard there, come on, Brady,
shut
make
up,
the throw.
Raymond, your ass is going to be running next.
Yeah, do you think Tom turns around and says, oh, yeah, F you, and they start screaming at each other? I had the right read, and they start just screaming at each other? Or does Tom more of the, just kind of look at him and just maybe mumble something under his breath and run a different play, right?
Yeah.
Really?
I tell you what, so Tyler was just giving me some nicknames. A lot of people are sending in their own nicknames, because I think a lot of people are realizing what's going on here, okay? So... would you say Cam the Scam?
Cam the Scam. We've got Scam Newton. That's
Scam Newton.
One.
I like
Scam Newton. I like.
How about this? How about Big Fish? You guys hear those guys? Like, there's a movie called Big Fish where the guy walks around. And he's always telling his son all these crazy stories about all these people that he met when he was a traveling salesman. How about The Greatest Showman? I actually like that one because he's just always selling himself, and he's overselling you, and he's overpromising you, and then you're kind of like, wow, I believe him. He's pretty good. I will take 5 vacuums. I will take 10 Bibles. And then, of course, my personal favorite would be High Road Cam, where he's constantly high-roading you, you know, making you and forcing you to lower your defenses. And you become enamored with them. You become lured into his, like, kind of siren song. And then you crash into the rocks. Like, that's what happens with him. So don't get caught up in it. Don't believe it. Like, he's selling you something that he can't produce.
He is trying to sell himself back to Bill Belichick and the Patriots, but he also is smart enough to realize that they may not want him back, so he's selling himself to the rest of the league. So he's asked in this next question whether he's retiring or not.
Retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Time is everything. Is it in the near future?
Hell.
I already know.
No. You can't. I can't go out like that.
No timetable.
No, I can't go. I can't go out like that.
Till the wheels fall off.
No, it's not even till the wheels fall off. I can't go out like that. The arm strength? Come on, man. Somebody just played and he's 43.
I love you.
You talk about arm you can't strength. Go out like that.
Can't throw a Hail Mary.
You feel like you can still do it. You still Superman. It's my turn to talk. Hell yeah. Yeah, like what do you like? What do you think? Is that like I'm not here?
But you gotta put yourself in my shoes,
bro. I hear all that, bro. Yeah. Like I ain't never been a favorite. Yeah. Going into last year, is he healthy? I just want to finish healthy. Mm-hmm. Now it's like if I'm able to learn his system, like come on, bro. I can't go out like that. My pride won't even allow me to do that. Listen, bro. There's not 32 guys better than me. Mm. So you asking me like, bro, I'm not 32.
Where are you at?
Like real talk. Like I'm like when you put it like that, bro, I'm not the 32 worst. Like come on, man.
Where do you think those guys think he is? Top 10? If he said top 10, they all said yeah, absolutely.
Oh, of course, easily. It's like you between you and Russell Wilson.
So that comment, you know, they're not 32 quarterbacks better than me. Florio and our boy Chris Sims, jumped all over this. And they agreed with him. Let me give you some of the names. They did a little podcast. So they said, Newton is better than, in our view, and the first guy they have is Jarrett Stidham.
Okay, give him that.
That's all not right. Fair. Wait, didn't Chris Sims love Jarrett Stidham?
Yeah, but yeah. He's not a starting quarterback.
We're
So starting, let's stick to the starting quarterbacks. They say he's better than Gardner Minshew.
Barely.
Is Wolf. He?
Maybe.
Tyler? Jacksonville?
I like Gardner Minshew.
Now my music. Now it's my music.
You wanted the music.
Chris, I know. Unbelievable.
You don't think he's better quarterback than Cam?
Well,
he is a better quarterback than Cam.
Minshew's not a starting quarterback anymore.
Objectively, he's a better quarterback than Cam.
Yes, he is. Okay. How about Drew Locke, Denver?
The small amount. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's capable. Yeah. I would say he's capable of more than Drew Locke. Yes.
He had his wide receivers? Yes. Absolutely. I mean, I'm just saying, he looked pretty good when he had him.
That's two.
Jalen Hurts.
I mean, really, like three games, yeah, something like that. We really can use Jalen Hurts as a starter.
Is Alex Smith, Taylor Heineke?
They don't have. Hold on, they don't have.
He's better.
Hold on,
is Heineke better?
The Washington football team. That's not even fair. You go from
Kyle Allen.
You go from what is it? Dwayne Haskins to Kyle Allen to Tyler Heineke to freaking Alex Smith. Of course,
Taylor? I think it's Taylor.
Whatever. I think of course he is. They don't have one.
I'd rather have Taylor Heineke.
Heineke, sure, that guy.
Right. How about Nick Foles and Mitchell Trubisky? Is he better than those guys?
I'm taking both Nick Foles and Mitchell Trubisky over one Cameron Newton.
Yes, okay, I agree.
Jared Goff. He's better than Goff, they said.
Than Goff?
Yep.
No.
I don't think so. Not even close.
They say he's better than
Close, but not better.
They say he's better than Teddy Bridgewater.
Hold on. There wasn't. No. The answer's no.
Was Chris Sims involved in this?
Yes.
Okay, did he have Tom Brady?
He's better than Tom Brady.
Of course, there we go. No. There's the answer.
So here's another one. It's two more guys. One more. He's better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Did he see the game that Jimmy Garoppolo played against the New England Patriots?
And they said they flagged two as toss-ups, meaning he's just as good as Ben Roethlisberger and Daniel Jones.
No. Oh, my God, they're insane.
No.
So they have him at about 18.
Well, maybe Roethlisberger next
what?
Year.
No, based on what?
Based on what?
What are they looking? I want to humor them, and I want to play along. All right, I just want to play the game, but I really want there to be a level playing field because I'm trying to imagine. And Chris Sim, he brags about watching more film than anybody. He watches more film than anybody, so he was able to watch last year and watch him throwing the ball in the dirt repeatedly. They saw a dumbed down offense where he really has two guys going out, max protection. He's going to sit there and override the guy that he's on TV with, Rodney Harrison, who says he can't play in the league anymore. So those guys can say he can't play in the league, but they're saying he's better than all those quarterbacks.
Yeah, they got him actually like low 20s. If you look at that, low 20s. And I think there's like six, seven guys that they mentioned right there that I think I would much rather have as a quarterback here
I would say this, Lou. Here's the problem. You can have a legitimate argument with the guys, those last guys at the end of the list, along with Cam Newton. That's not a good sign. So there might not be 32 quarterbacks better than him, but there are 28 or 29, so he's down to possibly two teams.
They said Roethlisberger is a toss-up. Now, apparently he met with the owner, and I think the quote was, it went well. I don't know what that means.
Who knows?
If they moved on from Ben Roethlisberger, would you rather have Ben in here next year or Cam?
Ben.
Yes.
I'd rather have Ben, and I don't feel good about Ben.
No,
right
but
now.
Yes.
He's an 11-game quarterback now.
Whatever. But yeah. Yes. I mean,
no, he's delusional. He's delusional in
see,
all
see, the
of
thing
this
is,
stuff.
Is we all admit that they had weapons were awful. Those were the worst weapons in football. But when you see, when you watch these guys every single week, like we do, you guys are both doing pregame, postgame stuff. We're all watching these games. We see every once in a while Damir Bird, Jacoby Myers, N'Keal Harry. We see them get open. And we see one hoppers, or we see him overthrown by 10 feet. And in that cut we just played, he's talking about arm strength? Come on. Yeah, arm strength. God, we saw our Hail Mary go 40 yards.
He, you know, that's
as far
point.
As he could. It went 40, man, 45 yards.
He played 43.
I love you.
Well, what's again, so what is that? So he's healthy.
Throwing as far as he can, 45 yards.
So, again, I just feel like we're just being served up this bill of goods. Like, here you go. Take it. No, this, no. Don't believe your lying eyes. Like, that's what he's telling you. Like, don't believe what you see. No, it's not reality. You're living in a bubble.
Here's the problem. This is a podcast that he did, and people are talking about how honest. The only thing you're getting is guys that are freely talking about stuff, and they're using words that we have to bleep out that they don't have to worry about in the podcast. So if you think that's honesty, so be it. But if you listen to what he's saying, there's very little honest stuff in this podcast, but it's getting people nationally. How about Lewis Riddick of ESPN? So he still thinks that Cam can be a starter in this league.
And then I think with Cam, you just want him to be able to get to a place where he can get acclimated to the system right away. He was playing catch up right from the get-go up there in New England. And really, you know, when you add on the fact that he dealt with COVID during the season, it just really put him behind. And he wasn't able to really show what he is really worth at this point in time, and rather where his skill level really is at this point in time. It just didn't work for him. I don't believe he's done. I do believe he still has starting ability, but it needs to be the right place where he can get in early and where he can really show people, look, this is what I have left. This is what I can still do, and they can tailor an offense.
What does that mean, the right place or whatever? What does that mean? I mean,
I think Lewis Riddick is, I think he's full of it. Like, so Lewis Riddick is a guy that has been rumored to be, you know, considered for a bunch of GM jobs.
Oh, he was, yeah.
So, you know, he's Monday Night Football guy. Does a good job.
Yeah.
But you're telling me if he's a GM, is he bringing him in? Is he bringing him in as a starting quarterback?
So you think he's lying, too?
I just feel like I feel like he's affected. I feel like he's infected. I feel like he needs to be quarantined. I feel like they need to take his phone and his TV away and every podcast, because when he hears it, he changes his mind. He changes his opinion, because I think people become enamored with what he says and how
like
he sounds.
Like, just like
he just, it's yep. like he they can't well, you, get you, it you, out of their
you
system.
You hit it. I think publicly, Lewis Riddick it wants to help Cam Newton and wants to believe in Cam Newton. But if he was a GM, he wouldn't bring him in as his quarterback, and he would find every excuse in the world. He said, Lewis, geez, you were just raving about Cam Newton, how much you love Cam Newton. Like, what? Why didn't you bring him? And he'd make every excuse. Well, this guy was available. I think this guy was available. You like think Ron Rivera is a good coach?
Yes.
His quarterback situation in Washington was miserable.
And he passed on him.
You don't think? Why wouldn't he just bring him in on that short deal?
Because he knew. He knew.
Instead, he went for the kid, Kyle Allen.
So I understand people a year ago coming out and saying, Cam Newton, maybe with the New England Patriots, with Josh McDaniels, with Belichick, maybe he'll be good. After watching him for, 15 games, I don't see how anybody can feel good about Cam Newton.
You know what?
Coming
I am
back
amazed.
To the New England Patriots, what are we talking about?
I am amazed. So this guy, okay, and I say this with all due respect.
Sure you do.
Okay. And
that's a lot.
Because he's forcing me to go the opposite way, even though I do respect his game, and I think he's a great football player. I just don't think – I think that his time as a starting quarterback is over. And that's not – it happens to all of us. But the guy's been here 6 months, played in New England for 6 months. And I've never seen a guy politic and, you know, a grandstand more than this guy to get a job. It's like he's taking this it's not my fault tour. Like, everywhere he goes, it's hey, let me give you another excuse camouflaged with praise.
Well, and he goes to a scene where every excuse, they gobble it right up. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
You're still, I mean, how many times did Fred Taylor say, you're still Superman?
Yeah.
Like, you're, no.
These are
no.
all his friends.
You haven't been
friends.
Superman since you won the MVP. I mean, let's just base it on, like, your play on the field and not, like, your personality and the aura that comes with you. Big
and
personality.
And you think Fred Taylor watched every single game? Do you think... Brandon Marshall or Chad Ochocinco watch every single game? No, the answer is no. And I would also say they're too biased. They can't give me an objective opinion. They can't. They're just too affected. They like him. They want him to succeed. And quite frankly, I do that with my friends who are in the league. I prop them up. I talk about how great they are and how much they have left in the tank and how smart a GM would be if they would hire him, how you could affect. Of course I would do that. But they're not watching like we are.
You feel like you can still do it. You still Superman.
He's not, though.
No.
They're enablers, guys. They're enablers.
Superman person.
Yeah, like what do you think? Is that...
So, but here's the thing, though, Glenn. We become jerks for calling him out.
Yeah.
We become, you're just a hater. Because the people who are saying, why are you so mean to him, they don't have the ability to filter through all the bull crap, which is what I'm hearing. It's just a bunch of bull crap excuses.
Listen, I like him. I wish he comes back Monday morning with the Greg Hill Show. No, the Greg Hill Show on Monday morning, wherever he is, whatever he's doing in his life, that would be a nice interview every Monday. Maybe do some TV work or whatever.
Yeah, come in as a guest.
I just don't want to see him as an quarterback analyst of this New England Patriots team based on what we saw this past year.
If he comes back...
I don't understand why anybody does.
If he comes back, it's on a... swallow your pride, veteran deal with incentives that don't mean squat.
You made $5.5 million last year total with all of those incentives. Does anybody believe that the Patriots would give him any more than that?
No.
Probably
way.
Less than that.
No.
See, and I know Bill doesn't give a rat's ass what anybody thinks, but if he comes back, if you think there's heat on him now, and he announces that Cam Newton's his starter...
What's your first question? First of Monday.
Honestly, if you don't think that there's going to be talk, like, I think Bill's losing it. Like, I really do. I mean, you heard Rodney Harrison, worst mistake of his career.
I think I would say the same thing.
I mean, you said this. I'm not sure what he's thinking. Like, I think he's kind of losing it.
When you want to question somebody's judgment, that means you think you know more than they do.
Well, if he brought back Cam, I would question it.
I would. Yeah,
I would question it too, Lou. I think everybody would. That's why I think there's zero chance. Can we do this, Ryan? Can we find the Bill's favorite word? I want to get that one because, Christian, you missed this. Because every Monday you ask him that coach's question where you try to get away from football. You didn't ask him this question. What was Bill Belichick's favorite word?
You got to be physically tough, right? And that's what it is. You can't blink.
So were you ever considered a moron? That's Bill's favorite word.
Moron.
You're a moron.
Hey, he got a lot of saying.
Everybody's a moron.
He ain't never called you a
moron. Nah, I ain't no moron.
Well, but you said it's his favorite word. He said he called
it. It's his favorite word, but I was never.
If he called you a moron, what you'd have did?
Nothing. What you mean what I would have did?
I'd have been cut. What you mean nothing?
Favorite word, moron.
You know, I'm not saying that it's not, they didn't hear it or he didn't use it.
I was going to say effing moron. There probably would have been an effing moron.
Everyone an effing moron.
I don't
that
remember.
Includes you, morons.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there it is.
There it is. Yeah, no, I'm sure that was Fred Taylor, right?
Yeah.
No, that was Fred Taylor.
You call me no moron.
Yeah, and Chad Johnson.
I tell him what I think of him.
Fred Taylor also admitted that he was running with special teams and he was pissed off about it.
Yeah, you're 13 in the
league. 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of a, but that wasn't as a actual, you know, game day job, right? He wasn't like running down covering kicks. He was probably doing it as a scout team player. And this is when they talk about status. They don't care about status. Yeah, they, of course. I love how like guys who had all these, you know, these like everything they ever wanted from some other team, like the Joey Galloways of the world who got cut because they just didn't want to change. They weren't willing to not be the star. They just couldn't handle it.
Oh, God.
So then so you want me to learn how much? No, I'm not doing that. You just hand me the ball, man. Get out of the way. You know, you just throw me the ball. I'm going to put my hand up and you throw it to me. Oh, okay. All right.
See, I would love for those guys to have, like, you know, not just Fred Taylor, Brandon Marshall, and Ocho. Like, can we throw, throw Brewski in there, you know, or Randy Moss? And just, I mean, because you got a bunch of, like, people that just sort of drove through New England telling everybody in this podcast what it's like to play in New England. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Like Fred Taylor played what, a hot minute?
Two years.
Ocho just never really played. Had one catch a game.
1 year.
He was terrible.
And Cam was here this past year, and it turns into, well, let me tell you how it is, though.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
what it's like. Get out of here.
Yeah, let me tell you what it's like.
I don't, if you talk, it's funny you said that, because if you talk to Like, even the whole definition of the Patriot way is so ridiculous and so stupid.
Rodney
it
Harrison.
Makes no sense.
Very outspoken, Rodney Harrison. I would have loved to have had Rodney Harrison in that conversation. Because he might have got, like, with the analogy. I mean, just that's all I was looking for. That's the one that threw me for a loop. Like, you know, Rodney, somebody in the media that actually followed the situation.
Would you be
team.
Stunned if Bill said, you know what, come back, Kim. We'll do it again.
That'd be the worst decision he's ever made.
But just to sit there and say, hold on, now the whole facility was shut down. Wasn't everybody on Zoom? Weren't you on Zoom? You were on Zoom? Yeah. Whatever. You were, right? For like 10 days. How many practices did you actually miss? One? So wait, go back to the analogy. You're telling me the whole team left you and you were literally on Zoom doing all the mental reps just like every Brian Hoyer, just like Jared Stidham. Like, you were in those meetings, right?
Yeah.
Stop tweeting and getting your playbook.
Like, just check them a little bit.
Wait, hold on. That line right there from Teddy was referencing, Chad Johnson.
Sure was.
It was. And so, wait, to your point, did you read this from Ben Volen? I don't know if you did this year. Maybe you did at the beginning. Because
I did.
This whole misconception, this narrative that he is creating, how he was basically left alone. Like, they just said, you know what, figure it out on your own. You catch up to us.
And everybody nationally, by the way, is running with it.
Yes, because I'll read it again. So Belichick, this is from Ben Volen. He says, Belichick had tried every unconventional tactic to maintain some unity during the Patriots' long layoff. One full team meeting was held outside in the bleachers. But the Patriots were able to conduct only one practice plus a perfunctory walkthrough in the run-up to Sunday's game. So, okay, perhaps not surprisingly, they took the field flat-footed as Broncos quarterback Drew Lock completed a 41-yard pass. One. That's it. So, and I saw another article where somebody mentioned the fact that he missed three games. He missed one game.
Oh, they got to make it sound
he
better.
He missed one game.
They got to make
it sound
better, though.
One game that he was there. He got the call Saturday morning.
Yeah.
The game was moved to Monday. They flew out and played the same day.
So that whole week of prep work for Kansas City, he was involved in. He knew the game
plan. The next week was a bye week. It was a bye week. They didn't have a game.
They kicked him out. They didn't have anything.
They said, don't tell Cam what we're doing. We're going to test him.
Everybody. It was
like, haze him.
It was basically like everybody had COVID with Cam. They weren't allowed to practice. Neither was Cam. Neither was anybody. They were all on Zoom, just like Cam was. Just, I mean, the reports during that week, Cam was still, remember even Bill saying, as far as I know, he could still be on Zoom. Yeah, he's on Zoom.
So, you have the facts that everyone's kind of co-signing on how tough it is and how Bill doesn't take any prisoners and Bill doesn't make it easy on anybody and Bill yells and screams at everybody and you guys got to suck it up and deal with it. And so it almost validates his point. Oh, yeah, Bill would totally leave you. Oh, Bill would totally just leave you at the gas station and demand that you catch up.
And then by the time I get back on the road, I'm behind.
It's not true. None of it is true. That's not how this works.
Well, why am I hearing so many people over the last 24 hours telling me it was so good to hear him? It was such an honest conversation.
Because you like listening to the guy.
You're hearing the byplay back and forth, and you're hearing the language, and you're sitting there going, well, it's pretty loose, and they're just talking. Except they're making this stuff up.
That's not how it works.
No,
that's not how any of this works.
It's not how any of it works. All right, we'll get to your phone calls. Is anybody out there really want this guy back? Seems like a wonderful guy, as I said. Put him on Monday with the Greg Hill Show. Give him a nighttime talk show. Put him on pregame shows on TV, one of the networks for these games. He's terrific. He's fun to watch, fun to listen to. But do you want him as your quarterback? 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is OMF on EEI.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says that Tiger Woods has been injured in a rollover car accident. Police say Woods was the only person in the car and that the car sustained such major damage that authorities needed to use the jaws of life to free him with the help of firefighters and paramedics. The cause of the crash is under investigation, and there is a picture of the car. Holy cow.
So now there's been a revision to that story, and that the jaws of life... first of all, they said they used the jaws of life, then they said they didn't, and now the latest is they used the jaws of life to release the windshield and pulled him out through the windshield. There's going to be a lot of stuff about this, as we know. Tiger is one of those type of lightning rod personalities, and you're going to see an awful lot. And TMZ is all over it, as you would expect, right out of the gate. So I'll give you the latest. TMZ has learned Tiger was staying at a hotel where a major network television show was being shot. Production sources tell TMZ when the director arrived just before 7 a.m., Tiger was driving his SUV very fast as he was leaving the property and almost hit the director's car. The director was shaken enough to tell production staff about it after he parked. A crew member who saw Tiger as he got in his SUV at the hotel tells TMZ once Tiger got in his vehicle, there was a delay in driving off. He appeared agitated and impatient. The crew member said once the delay was over, Tiger, quote, took off fast, end quote.
Alrighty. Well, there's going to be a lot of this.
Yes, I agree.
There's going to be a lot of this. The more you unpack it, I mean, I don't even know what, do they do some sort of, because that's going to be the implication, that he was agitated because he was on something, because he's got this history and he's got this, you know, fifth back surgery that he went
recovering
through.
Recovering from back surgery.
So there's going to be this, and I don't know. I guess I've never been in a really bad wreck, knock on wood, but do they do some sort of blood alcohol blood test, like to kind of figure that out, like at the scene of the accident?
If he's
accident?
Having surgery, my guess is that they probably would have access to that anyway.
But you can't
right?
just take somebody's blood.
Immediate surgery.
Well, the thing is, you bring a guy in for surgery. I don't know. How do you rule out alcohol, by the way? Because that came out right away, right?
Yeah.
They've ruled out alcohol. Why?
Yeah.
Because he didn't smell like it? Or did they, what, take a breathalyzer? The guy was rushed to the damn hospital. He got surgery.
Well, they
do blood work and they didn't find out.
He wasn't unconscious, and he's not like you're doing a breathalyzer.
You're going to get a lot of incomplete information, so it's possible that
I feel like that should be protocol. I mean, I don't know. Like you go to any accident, any kind of where there's a something similar to that. If I'm a police officer, I think I'd want to know. Okay, why did the accident happen? Was somebody impaired?
He can decline the breathalyzer, though.
Well, yes.
Given the accident he's been in,
you get arrested.
Like, they're like, all right, let's go, field sobriety. He's like, dude, I'm a little rattled right now. I just hit trucks and I got to get taken to the hospital because my legs are broken. So I think, listen, all that information will come out later. The bottom line is, to me, it's like anytime that's immediate surgery on your legs, it's serious.
Yeah, but yes, absolutely. But I would say the information that we're already hearing today, this is not a case of a guy, it does not seem that way, of a guy gets in a car and there was a mechanical failure, or he didn't see, or the light was shining in his face and he drove off the road by mistake or whatever. None of that, when you're looking at the path of where the vehicle went, none of this stuff seems to match. It's like something
So he's going northbound, right? And then obviously the southbound traffic.
This is
traffic.
Your hometown, so we're relying on you.
I mean, listen,
for geography.
There's a middle divider, but it kind of forks. Like, so right when he starts going off to the left, which would be towards the southbound traffic, he kind of jumps over the middle divider and then ends up on the opposite side, you know, curb area. And then like another 100, 200 yards farther north on the opposite side of the road.
So it sounds like just seeing some reaction that, you know, before surgery, you have to do a blood test. Kind of rule out some things prior to surgery.
Oh, okay. Who has access to that? Like, does the police?
They ruled out alcohol. They didn't mention anything else. Right? They just mentioned no alcohol. They didn't mention anything else.
I think if you're doing surgery, Lou, you'd have to know what's in his system.
Right.
You?
But you don't have to publicly, doctor, you don't have to publicly state anything.
No.
I mean, you just rule out. Like, I can tell you one thing. It wasn't alcohol. All right. How about other stuff? Well, yeah. we can't really comment on that right now.
Well, because but when you go to a normal surgeon, they will always ask you, have you done this? Did you do this? Okay, are you on any medication?
Yeah.
Have you taken anything? Like a big one used to always be, have you taken Viagra?
That was a big one.
And what would you say?
I'll say no.
Why did you lie like that? You're like Cam Newton. You make stuff like it? Up now.
I do remember that for some reason. I was like, that's a random question at 6:30 in the morning.
That means it's chickabow wow season.
I took something that was a blue pill, but I don't believe it was Viagra. I thought it was for asthma. I don't know.
Are you still seeing the effects before I answer?
That's awful.
But I think based on what we saw in the documentary, it was out, what, a few weeks ago. And you saw what happened the last time. It opens up all sorts of questions. I mean, clearly this is a guy that is got some troubling issues, right?
Well,
Magic
Johnson has chimed in, and he is sending out his thoughts and prayers. So I think it's important.
Has OJ?
OJ has not.
He did. No, he did post a Twitter video.
No, he did not.
He said, my prayers go out to him.
Go find it. Trump
did say
something. I'm just saying.
Hello,
Trump did respond.
What is this?
And I love how people are killing him because he's like the Medal of Freedom from Trump. He accepted that award.
Was he on that board that Johnny Damon was on too? That Bill is on. That Mariano Rivera is on.
Yes.
The health and fitness
Yes. Very important.
So he's taking heat from people right now because apparently
you deserved
an award from Trump.
Yeah, you deserved it. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, Twitter world. Like most people, I've been watching the coverage of Tiger Woods and his accident.
It's like the old days.
I was driving down that road once.
Right.
Going, to him and his family.
Yeah.
You know, Sunday, watching the Genesis Open and watching Tiger be interviewed, my daughter was in the kitchen, and she said, "Dad, Tiger doesn't look good." I said, "Well, he may be on some medication because he just had another back surgery." And, I at one point had a little sciatic problem, and trust me, God.
It's all about him.
How did you handle your pain management?
Hold on.
It made me go crazy.
How did you handle
pain? I killed a couple of people.
I tell you, he is
was
right.
Too much pain.
He is right. Anybody that saw that interview on Sunday, the Genesis Open.
Yeah, you said that.
Anybody that saw that interview had the same reaction. Damn, he looks like crap.
Yeah, I did.
Now, is it weird that OJ is co-signing on it?
Yeah, it is.
You're like, oh, crap.
See, Kosei.
He saw it, too.
Great minds?
Oh, jeez.
Living on pain medication. There's nothing fun about it. And with the many back surgeries he had, I just assumed he was on some medication.
There you go.
Thank you, OJ.
You know what happens when you assume, OJ?
I'm just saying.
This guy. This guy here, the voice of reason.
It's amazing he's still around. It really is. The whole thing is just amazing. So that's the latest that TMZ now has, that he was apparently driving erratically before this happened, before the accident happened, and almost hit a director of a major TV network TV show, almost hit his car. So that's going to be another little added twist to all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure the rumors will be coming out left and right, and eventually, you know, if it's so, probably get some. But if it's not like you know, life threatening surgery, you go under, you get it mm-hmm. fixed, you jump up. Probably hear more tomorrow.
But as Lou said, and I don't think we're jumping the gun by mentioning this, if he's having surgery in both legs at his age, a guy that's already had major back issues, and who knows what happened to the back in all of this, I think it's safe to say that we might have seen the last of Tiger Woods on the golf course.
Yeah, yeah. And I was really starting to look forward to it. Hopefully this was supposed to be something minor. You know, he missed Farmers, he missed Genesis, and you're hoping that, you know, all eyes are on the Masters, and that was actually the conversation that Nance was having him, you know, talking to him about the Masters. And he said, we got to see where we're at. And so, you know, the idea of Tiger Woods coming back and being back in the mix again, it's just, you know, if you follow golf, you've been waiting for it, you know, and shown signs of it. There's no question, the Masters a few years ago, but it's just, you want it regularly. You want him in there with DJ regularly and some of the other guys. But this might be it. This might be the end of his career, unfortunately. Hopefully he's all right.
And one of the last events that he'll ever play in, potentially, is with his kid, who he was.
Yeah.
His kid was awesome, had all the mannerisms, the swing, everything that his dad had.
Yep.
Tiger's kid had.
Yep. Yep. That was cool.
So I'm seeing a bunch of other golfers now are emotionally reacting to it. So you're getting an awful lot of that, and everybody's got the thoughts and prayers, but there are a lot of people that are
freaking OJ Simpson. I can't believe this. I just saw it. I just can't.
Hey,
believe
hello,
I don't
know Twitter
what
world.
That has to do with this. I do know this. After this last surgery, I'm a little surprised that the people around him. His manager and people close to him would even have him drive in day, especially if he's.
You know, it's funny
I can't
he says that.
Voice of reason, OJ.
It's fun. No, it's funny he said that because I have the same reaction about where were his friends many years ago? Where
Charlie
were
OJ's was
there. Friends helping him out?
Well, Charlie was with him.
Al Collins. He was there.
Yeah, he drove.
He was there. He was loyal friend.
One more Tiger note. This coming from ESPN and CNN. They were reporting that Tiger was on his way to a TV shoot with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert to do some filming for that TV show we were talking about. He was going to play around with them.
Mm. Wow.
He was with Dwayne Wade yesterday. Did
yes,
I see that
I
right?
saw that.
Brian David Spade?
D. Wade and David yeah. Spade.
Jeez.
David Spade.
He's having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. All right. Okay.
It's an unbelievable story. And again, if you missed it, Tiger Woods involved in a one-car crash, so there was no other vehicle involved. And obviously, it looks like it was erratic driving, 7:15 in the morning, and there are a lot of questions. They did get him to the hospital right away. He had surgery immediately. And we've got no other update from the hospital on his condition. But a lot of people responding, including OJ. Nice for OJ.
Magic Johnson, Alex Rodriguez.
Of course.
They all got to get in there.
It's got to get in there.
Michael Phelps. I saw, you know, thoughts and prayers. We should probably do one also, Tyler.
From OMF.
T's and P's.
Yes. Yeah, but a serious one. Don't make fun of it. It's a very serious issue. It's not. Don't.
Did you see what KFC from Barstool tweeted out this afternoon?
No. What did he tweet?
He's getting ripped by the internet because he tweeted out right after the news came out, Hoax City Population 1, Tiger Woods. And then he followed it up 3 minutes later, Hoax City Population 2, Tiger Woods and the LA Sheriff's Department. And he let that sit for like an hour on Twitter, basically calling the whole thing a hoax. This didn't happen. And obviously he's backtracking pretty hard now.
Yeah, but I mean, so maybe he didn't think it was going to happen, or was he just trying to get clicks?
Well, I don't know where you come up with a hoax. Did he not believe the original media source? What was the original media source that we got it from?
It was an iHeartRadio reporter in Southern California, and then the LA Sheriff's Department actually confirmed it himself, and KFC still thought it was a hoax.
Like you said, the LA Sheriff's Department
not a hoax.
Tweeted it out and confirmed it, and he still thought it was a hoax?
Correct.
That's well, a tough. That's a tough.
I tell you
stuff.
What, if you really want to know, follow TMZ Sports or TMZ whatever. They will have all the information, right? They got so many bodies on the ground out there. They are just going all over the place getting information. They're usually correct.
Not always though. So they have
listen. If TMZ comes knocking at your door, don't answer it.
Yeah. I wonder if TMZ checked in with Wiggy yet in his car, because I know Wiggy's always on TMZ, and they may check in with Wiggy on this one. This hour of OMF has been brought to you by FineMassMoney.com. We have more Cam Newton getting meal advice coming up next.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. This an NFL update per Fox News. Tiger Woods was running late this morning to do behind-the-scenes teaching lessons with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert. So we're going to hear all different.
Yeah, we're going to be spin the opposite way now.
Spin doctor, yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, you could sit there and say that's one of the reasons why he sped out of the parking lot. I get it.
Yep.
But what's the reason why he went from, you know, taking a right at the fork of the road and then veering off and going over the median and then completely going across the other side of the road? You know what I mean? So there's still, who knows? Maybe he passed out. Maybe fell asleep. I have no idea. We know what where he is right now. Hopefully it works out okay, and I think we'll get more information down the road here soon.
Well, the good news, OJ's praying for him. So he's got that going for him. Cam Newton is a vegan. We know that. Christian tried that for about 6 hours. Didn't work so well for him.
Yep.
But that didn't stop Chad Ochocinco from giving Cam some meal plans.
I got a vegan. I got a vegan.
A what?
And this boy eat McDonald's. Ocho versus science. This is a thing.
I'm going to get you together, too. You been eating healthy your whole career?
No.
Okay, well, I think I need you this upcoming season to change your diet. Go back to eating honey buns,
no, I can't
Twinkies,
do that.
McDonald's.
I'm going to tell you why I can't do that.
Why?
Because if I did that, then I would be 280.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Listen, if you need me to come live with you, I come stay with you and make sure you don't gain no weight. I'm going to get with you because I'm going to get you a meal. I'm going to be a meal prep.
What am I eating for breakfast?
First date, meal prep, we're going to McDonald's. Hot cakes with sausage, sausage and muffin, a large orange juice.
What's for my snack?
Pop-Tarts. Six boiled eggs.
Okay.
What flavor Pop-Tart?
Strawberry, frosted icing.
Okay.
From Publix or Winn-Dixie.
What's for lunch?
We're going to go to Bahama Breeze. Pasta.
Okay.
Jerk chicken pasta, extra chicken, no asparagus. Before we get dinner, we got a snack in between.
Yeah, that's what
And that's for you. You can throw your little healthy now. Your little rice cakes. I don't know what vegans eat. Vegan, I said it right?
Yeah.
Vegan, whatever your vegetables eat, you can throw it in there. And then dinner, we go ham.
What's ham? We eating the ham?
No. Dinner, we going soul food. I'm going to put you on because it's going to create a callus in the body will prevent no more injuries in 2021. So bake the fried chicken. You can go dark meat, white meat, have you like. For me, I like three legs, candy yams, macaroni and cheese, and greens. Sweet water cornbread and chocolate cake, yellow cake, chocolate icing.
That sounds good.
I would say the
Yellow cake, Ochocinco, chocolate icing, I'm in.
Yeah, the Ochocinco junk food diet didn't work for him because he really had his career fizzled out.
Yeah,
so
we look at
Cam now, and Cam's vegan diet, I'm not sure it's working for him. What is he, 32 or something like that? To Tom Brady at 43, what he's doing and what he's eating, it's working.
Evidence. I like the mid-morning snack of a strawberry Pop-Tart.
What flavor Pop-Tart?
Strawberry, frosted icing.
Frosted icing, strawberry Pop-Tart. Mid-morning snack.
Awful.
Well, see,
from Publix.
After McDonald's breakfast.
See, Chad Johnson, that's not even fair. Like, he would be 280.
Yeah. We're going to McDonald's. Hot cakes with sausage, a large orange juice.
That Ocho kept arguing with these guys. It was like, he believes because they're all black, they have the same genetics.
This is the genetics, yeah.
All of them. They're like, you black? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, then you're fine. You got the genetics, just
yeah,
like me.
Right.
Like every person, you know, has the same genetics just because of the skin color.
Yeah.
Sounds racist to me.
It's not even remotely true.
Racist.
Yeah.
I think Damian Woody would disagree
yeah.
with that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's play with Pop-Tart.
Strawberry, frosted icing.
Strawberry, frosted,
frosted
cake,
icing.
Yellow cake.
What's up,
bud? Oh, those are awful, those Pop-Tarts.
Do you Pop-Tarts are great.
I love them. Oh, my Come God, on, they're awful.
Come on.
And then the people that crunch them up and put them on top of ice cream? Oh, even worse.
I haven't thought of that. That's a great idea.
Oh, people do that. I've seen people. My kids, they do that. Oh, it's awful.
I
like it when you crush up the Pop-Tarts and you leave them all over the back studios for other people to clean up. That's my favorite way to
do it. New one is Twix. Twix. No, oh, no, it's not me.
Oh,
no, it's definitely not a producer in the morning who's bald. No, definitely not a producer.
That's
his name rhymes with Chris Curtis.
Wait, which one?
We know it's Curtis.
His name does not rhyme with Chris Curtis. There's not trash everywhere back there.
Exactly. Enahan?
I want to congratulate you guys. I think you guys made it a full day and a half with the whole no Cam Newton thing. You guys really did it. You really put the effort. It's like that when people try to lose weight for New Year's, that it's like a day and a half, they're done. Yeah.
Hold on.
That was you guys with Cam Newton.
You came in last week.
Don't blame
me.
No. Don't blame me.
No, we
don't
lifted
me.
It.
Yeah, we did.
Well, this week, you've had 2 days. It's 2 days of Cam.
No, but you haven't told us that we've closed it.
You're done. It's
I think we should.
Right now, you're done.
We've been waiting for you to tell us.
Yeah. He's going on 2 TV shows tonight, 6 different podcasts.
They're
going to be all over the place tomorrow.
Yeah. People that are buying it,
it's not my fault.
You could feel it happening yesterday with people in the station.
Changing their minds.
And over the weekend.
No.
They're weak. They're weak people. They don't remember how bad Cam
Once you hear him, you like him, and you're like, you know what? He's a good guy. He can work.
Yeah, we have to say that. He's a good guy. Meanwhile, he's a terrible quarterback. He should not be back here. Be a failure by Bill Belichick. We'll talk about it again tonight with Fitzy. And we'll have the latest in the Tiger Woods car crash accident. They're going to speak in L.A. in a couple minutes. We're going to bring you some sound of the police department in L.A. explaining what happened today in their eyes with Tiger Woods.
So that
on the show tonight between now and 10 o'clock.
Terrific. All coming up in Mutt at Night. Want to remind you, Alex Cora will join us for the first time this season coming up on Friday of this week. But we got a lot to get to tomorrow. Apparently, there's some interesting stuff with Bill Belichick, Bob Kraft, and a court case that's going on. We might get to some of that coming up tomorrow. And then, who knows, maybe Cam Newton will pop up. See you tomorrow, boys. We'll do it all tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Stay safe out there. Is it time to walk away? I done.